Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The mayor of East Palestine, Ohio, has declared a state of emergency after a train carrying hazardous materials derailed last night and erupted into a huge fire that crews cannot contain. NPR's Amy Held reports firefighters were being held back by recurring explosions.
One day after the train operated by Norfolk Southern went off the tracks just west of the Pennsylvania state line in Ohio, officials were still not revealing what it was carrying, but that hazardous materials were involved. After the 50 or so cars derailed, a huge fire erupted, raging through the night, spurring a mandatory evacuation for everyone within a mile, others nearby told to shelter in place. Even crews could not stay to fight the blaze or assess what was burning. Keith Drabick is chief of the East Palestine Fire Department.
There have been several explosions. That's part of the reason we have decided to pull our people out and leave the unmanned ground monitors going. You may still continue to hear those from time to time.
Drabick says the monitors show so far the air quality has been good. Amy Held, NPR News.
Homeless services providers in New England are doing additional outreach to bring unsheltered people inside from the dangerously cold weather hitting many parts of the U.S. Mark Herz of member station GBH in Boston reports.
John Lanham oversees two shelters in the greater Boston region, and he says right now their biggest concern is people living and sleeping outside on a regular basis.
We have our outreach teams that go out and connect with people on a daily basis to try to engage with them on case management services, convincing them to come into shelter, really trying to keep them safe.
Lanham says winter in New England is dangerous enough on a normal day, but temperatures like these are life-threatening. He says no one will be turned away, and if shelters reach fire code capacity, they have backup space ready to use. For NPR News, I'm Mark Herz in Boston.
Lawmakers in West Virginia's House of Delegates passed a bill yesterday that would ban gender-affirming care for young people. Critics call the measure cruel and harmful. NPR's Dave Mistich has more on the story.
West Virginia's Republican-dominated House of Delegates voted 80-10 to ban gender-affirming care for minors. The measure now heads to the state Senate, also overwhelmingly controlled by the GOP. During a public hearing Thursday, medical professionals, parents, and members of the LGBTQ community spoke out against the legislation, saying such efforts would increase suicide rates in trans youth. Only two of the 80 people who spoke were in favor of the measure. Republican Governor Spencer Cox of Utah signed a similar bill last weekend. Tennessee, Alabama, Arkansas, and Arizona also have laws on the books restricting health care for trans children, though Arkansas's and Alabama's statutes are temporarily blocked by the courts. Dave Mistich, NPR News.
This is NPR News from Washington. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has canceled a planned visit to Beijing this weekend after a Chinese balloon was spotted over Montana. The Pentagon says it's being used to spy on the U.S. Chinese officials say it's used for meteorological research and was blown off course into U.S. airspace. The Pentagon issued a statement last night that a second Chinese balloon was spotted over Latin America. It didn't provide details. Portugal's prime minister has confirmed plans to join other European countries in sending an unspecified number of Leopard tanks to Ukraine, despite some not being operational. Alison Roberts reports from Lisbon.
Of Portugal's three dozen Leopard 2 tanks, several currently need repairs. But Prime Minister António Costa, on a visit to a Portuguese military contingent in Africa, said his officials are working with their German counterparts to secure the necessary parts. There has been some confusion over Portugal's plans for aid to Ukraine after one minister confirmed a tweet by Volodymyr Zelensky saying Portugal was among countries planning to send Leopards. Then another minister said this would not be possible. The Prime Minister said he knows how many tanks will be sent but will announce this later. He stressed that the donation will not undermine Portugal's own capacity and NATO obligations. For NPR News, I'm Alison Roberts in Lisbon.
Police in India have launched a crackdown on child marriages in the northeastern state of Assam. Officials say more than 1,800 men have been arrested for either marrying or arranging marriages to underage girls. Hindu priests and Muslim clerics are among those charged. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.